All right, Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com, 21st December 2020. First day of winter, 2020, I think so. I want to talk about crossing the Rubicon. 49 BC, Julius Caesar had his armies up north in Gaul, and he was told you cannot come down into Rome with your armies because that's a sign of insurrection, it's a sign of civil war. And Julius Caesar did. He crossed the Rubicon. The Rubicon was a river in Italy, and the law said if you go across that river with your legions, with your armies, that's it. The die is cast, as Julius Caesar said. The die is cast. There's no turning back. That's it. That's an act of insurrection. That's an act of civil war. And so as Julius Caesar contemplated what to do, whether to march his armies down into Rome, overthrow the Senate, start a civil war, take over, sort out some things that needed sorting out in his eyes, he made a decision to cross the Rubicon. And that was it. There was no turning back. You can't say, oh, do over. Sorry about that. Didn't mean it. That's it. And in the last few days, few weeks, there's been a lot of talk about crossing the Rubicon. And it's been in the context of, will Trump cross the Rubicon? Will Trump declare the election null and void because there's been foreign influence in the election, and there has been proven fraud, and we're going to call out the troops, invoke the Insurrection Act, invoke martial law, call up the Trump supporters, and thereby cross the Rubicon into civil war, into something that we cannot take back. When Julius Caesar crossed the Rubicon, there was nothing he could do to take that back. The die was cast. That was it. It was you're committed. You're fully committed. I want to rephrase this a little bit. The die was already cast at November 3rd, 2020, in the United States of America. The die has already been cast. Now, you may think to yourself that the election was as pure as driven snow. There's probably a lot of us that have a beef with that. I'm going to go over just a couple things from my own opinion that I know firsthand. One, why was the election stopped? Why did they stop counting the election at 10 o'clock back on the East Coast in places like Pennsylvania? Why do you stop counting? I've been voting in elections since 1980. I have never in my lifetime watched them simply just stop counting at 10 o'clock at night because they wanted to stop counting in a bunch of key states down there. And then he woke up, 5, 6, 7 hours later, and the lead that Trump had, a significant lead that he had, suddenly went away. Oh, found some more votes. All went for Biden. You got video evidence of election supervisors kicking all the observers out of the rooms when you observe the ballot counting. As soon as they're gone, they lock the doors, they start pulling boxes out of God knows where of additional ballots and running them through the machines. You've got Dominion voting software, machines to do electronic counting, electronic voting. That was demanded after the 2000 elections, Bush v. Gore, and you had the hanging chads, paper ballots where the little holes are punched through and they can't pull the little tiny piece of paper out completely. And so, well, we can't do this. We can't do paper anymore. We have to have an electronic voting system. And I thought back then, this, of course, 20 years ago, I said, are you out of your mind? How many of you have computer systems and you can't keep them locked down? You can't keep your own computer system locked down. You can have an whole IT department. You can't keep it locked down. You can have the NSA and the CIA run your systems. They can't keep it locked down. The United States Navy can't keep it locked down. The state, nobody can keep their systems locked down. And you're going to turn our voting over to electronic computer boxes that somehow are going to be tamper resistant and hack proof? That was a big tell. Why do none of the mainstream media, including Fox News, have any issues with the things going on with this election? There's a tell there. Why do things play out the same way that the Democrats said they're going to play out? This was rehearsed. It was planned. It was practiced. It was rehearsed. You had the Transition Integrity Project. And they said, we're going to count. We're going to count. We're going to count until we win. You had Hillary Clinton telling Biden, you're not going to give up, and you're not going to say anything that says that you lost ever, no matter what. Where did Biden come from anyway? Why was he the Democrat nominee? Pretty weak guy. Guy doesn't have his marbles together up in the head. I don't say that out of being demeaning to him, but he's clearly got issues up there. And then how do you pick Kamala Harris? She was the first person the Democrats rejected in the primaries. All of a sudden, nope. Well, Kamala Harris is now the vice president candidate for the Democrat Party of the United States. How'd that happen? Not even the Democrat voters had any say about this. So the whole thing has been suspect to me since the very beginning. And you can't address these grievances anywhere. You can't even address the grievances. Here's the problem. Clearly, something is going on and was going on. And you can't get a venue to address your grievances. Courts don't want to touch it. Neither political party will touch it. Not the Republicans. They don't want anything to do with it. Supreme Court doesn't want anything to do with it. Facebook, they said, anybody questioning the elections? Fake news, we're going to get rid of you. So Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, Biden won. You know, by the time November 3rd rolled around, forget all these other issues. They don't care about the issues. They don't want to. It's a nope. Biden won. That's it. End of story. Stop. Full count. Full stop. There's going to be no inquiry into all these other issues that you guys are raising. Where was the press 6-8 months ago? Where was the FBI 6-8 months ago? When Hunter Biden and his dad and his brother were making millions of dollars off the Chinese. You know, if that had been a Trump, it would have been all over the front page news for the last 4 years. How can MSNBC and the New York Times investigate Trump for collusion of Russians for 3 years? 3 years. 3 years, that's all we saw every day. Trump, Russia collusion to throw the election. Trump, Russia collusion to throw the election. Mueller comes out, finally says, no, there was no Trump, Russia collusion. All of it was a hoax. And yet they ran with that story for 3 years. So the grievances go back long before whatever may have happened or may not have happened on November 3rd. And the grievance isn't just with Biden or Harris, not even mostly with them. We're being told, shut up, sit down, and color. Never mind massive corruption with the Bidens and his family. Never mind the vote rigging. Never mind the corruption of the software and the voting machines and how that was hackable and demonstrably hacked. We're not even going to talk about it. We don't want to even look at it. Not even going to look at it. And you can't even discuss this. Facebook, we'll get rid of that stuff. We don't want to talk about that stuff. Mainstream media, we don't want to talk. Biggest corruption story maybe in the 21st century. And you can't talk about it. So what are the 70-some million people are supposed to do? Trump's got a hard choice to make. What does he do? I think he's not going to make it, but what do I know? I sit here doing this. What do I know? And why do I do this? Well, somebody's got to talk about this stuff. And the guardians of the public discourse are guarding the control of the discourse very tightly, and they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about any of this stuff. And it goes far beyond what happened on November 3rd and, you know, finding new votes, having dead people vote, having people from out of state vote, having people vote many times, having ballots that nobody ever signed and they get jammed through by the tens of thousands. statistical impossibilities with the evidence is there. It's been there. Nobody wants to look at it. Nobody wants to take it seriously. Nobody wants to count it. Press won't run it. So you've got groups of people that think they run the country. New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. The Republican Party. The Republican Party. As far as I'm concerned, traitors to the Republic. Supreme Court doesn't want anything to do with this stuff. Nope, not a problem. Don't want to look at it. Local courts, state courts, GOP, state houses. And it's not because there's nothing there. There's a lot there, and nobody wants to talk about it. So the Rubicon for me is we have no voice. I've got no voice. Nobody speaks for me in either political party. Trump, yeah, but look what they've done to him. Spent 3 years on this Russiagate. Nothing was there. Press lies. 2016 elections, you've got every single one of them said, oh, Hillary's going to win by massive amounts. Hillary's going to win by massive amounts. That was just propaganda. That was pure propaganda, the whole thing. Every bit of it was. Did the same thing in 2020. Oh, Biden's going to win. He's going to win by massive amounts. Win by massive amounts. Even if you count all the illegal votes as legal votes, he didn't win by massive amounts. It's all a game. It's controlled. It's control. It's manipulation of the country through the populace. Democracy has become a sham. It's not democracy. Which Democrat voters actually chose Kamala Harris to be the vice presidential candidate? Nobody did. I don't know how Biden even got in there. He had a bunch of the freaks and the geeks running for the show in the Democrat Party. You've got a massive industry of hate the white man out there. Everything's the white man's fault. Yeah. New York Times, Harvard University, the institutions in the United States of America. Got little kids coming home from school. Sorry that they're white. Because they've been told they're the cause and their ancestors are the cause of all the problems in the world. Something's wrong. Then you go to public schools and these kids are taught from a young age that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. That is institutional child abuse. And there's not a thing apparently we can do about it. Go to the courts. Courts say, nope, this is the way it's going to be. Go to the voting booth. Nope, this is the way it's going to be. Have a plebiscite. Have a state referendum that says marriage is between a man and a woman. Everybody votes. Marriage is between a man and a woman, exclusively, only. Courts come along and say, nope, that's not the case. Go to our universities. Go to our universities. Where can you say in a university in the United States of America, outside of a half a dozen institutions maybe, that marriage is exclusively between a man and a woman? Where can you say that without getting kicked out of school for being homophobic, queerphobic, transphobic, intolerant, divisive? You can't say it in the workplace. You know, back in 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ was running around, people had all kinds of opinions on stuff, but they were afraid of the Jews. The Bible says it, folks. It's not just Fritz's idea. The Bible says they believed in Jesus, some of these people, but they were afraid of the Jews, so they kept their mouths shut. And we've created that climate in the so-called land of the free, where people are afraid of the Jews. They're afraid of the Pharisees. They're afraid of the social justice warrior class. It starts with the university professors who will out there and they will jump up and down and tell you that you are the most immoral person on the human planet if you dare have an opinion beyond which we permit you to have. Get kicked out of universities, lose your job as a professor. They turn you down for being a dean, fired as a president. And, of course, they justify it. Hate has no place, they say. Hate has no place. Well, what do you think hate is if it's not calling somebody a racist or a Nazi and firing from their job? What's hate if it's not that? And you got tens of millions of us that are tired of hearing that stuff. We're not going to teach that to our kids. The Rubicon was crossed a long time ago. A long time ago. It's just becoming obvious now. That's the problem. This stuff has been going on for a long, long time. We finally are starting to see the fruits of it. It's obvious now. It's in your face. We don't care if we cheated, lied, or stole. Get over it. We're told. Can't talk about it. Can't debate it. Can't you can't litigate it. Can't take it to the court. You want to talk about it? You're just, you're trying to start a civil war. No. We just recognize. Y'all crossed the Rubicon a long time ago. Y'all crossed the Rubicon a long time ago, and we're done. I owe more to my kids. I owe more to my grandkids than to put up with this stuff. You lie. And I'm just supposed to believe it? I'm not going to believe it. I'm not going to play that game anymore. I'm not going to agree with your lies anymore. I'm not going to agree with your lies. We're not going to agree with your lies. You send our kids to public school and they got to listen to lies about they can be a boy or a girl, whatever they want to do. What do you think is going to happen if when Biden and Kamala Harris and those trying to find a polite word, yet, I want to call them perverts, but maybe that's a little strong. But what else do you call somebody who says you shouldn't even put the sex on the birth certificate? That's what these people are all about. We don't even want that it's a boy or a girl to go on the birth certificate. 10 commandments are illegal. Can't pray in the name of Jesus Christ in the military. Yet, by God, you can go down to there, these public schools, and they're teaching homosexuality, transsexuality, queer, sexual perversion. That's child abuse to our children. You want me to be quiet? Because it's racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic. No. We're done. Tens of millions of us are done. How are we going to resist? Number one, open up our mouths and speak. That's why I'm here. Nobody else is saying this stuff. Not going to get this on Fox News. Tucker Carlson, maybe. I don't know. I don't even watch him. I don't watch TV. I don't have a cable connection. I don't even know what they say out there. Pick it up here and there on YouTube. But you've told us that you've non-personed us. You've said that we're not citizens. You've said you are serfs, you're slaves, you're servants, but you're certainly not citizens. You don't have any rights. You don't have the right to freedom of speech. They say, yeah, you can say whatever you want as long as you're not. And then they give you a list of the things you can't be. Yeah, you can have a gun, as long as it's single shot, as long as you pay a tax, a couple $100 a year tax just for the right to possess it, and you better get permission from the government before you transfer it to your own kids. Where do you think this is going? Get the vax. Got to get the vax. Oh, you don't want the vax? Oh, you're an anti. No job for you. No travel for you. Where do you think this is going, guys? Where do you think it's going? You think it's going to stop? What's the trend been? I had a long talk with a really good gal, a friend of mine in the family. And you know, at some point, the moral majority came up, and I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember them, but that was back in under, you know, the 1980s, Ronald Reagan, and some guys started up the moral majority. It's just a, you know, a political movement, you know, restore Christian values to the public sphere, and, you know, some people were afraid of them. Oh, my God, they're going to impose theocracy on America. And people still are afraid of that. The Democrat Party still talks about that stuff. Yet where have we gone? What direction have we gone? In 1980, about the time I graduated from high school, I don't know if there's gays. I guess they're all in San Francisco. I didn't know anybody was gay. I didn't know any homosexuals. And they're not gay. They're homosexuals. A gay person is a happy person. Homosexuals are not gay. They're homosexual. And it's been a one-way course all along, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. It will not stop. If you guys think that somehow, whether whoever ends up in the White House on January 21st, that all the problems are going to go away, wrong. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Once they know it works, they're going to do it again. Once they know how well it works, they're going to do it again and again and again and again. Why would they not? Because they're loyal Americans? Because they believe in the Constitution of the United States? Of course they don't. Liars, cheaters, thieves. Hillary Clinton, please. One law from them, another law for us. Somebody the other day, they said, well, you know, we can't talk about politics. You know, that's the, you know, violation of the Hatch Act. If you're a federal employee, which they were, and like, well, how does that work? How does that work? I mean, you know, you're a federal employee, and you can tell me that, Biden won the election. Isn't that a violation of the Hatch Act? Oh, no, that's what's really happened. Okay, but then if somebody says, well, he didn't win the election, is that a violation of the Hatch Act? Oh, yeah, that's a violation of the Hatch Act. One rule for them, another rule for you. Across the board. Where does it stop? And the answer is there is no stopping. There's nowhere to stop. So the Rubicon was crossed a long time ago. And some of us are just really waking up to it, saying, you know what, it's enough. It's enough. We withdraw our consent to be governed this way. We withdraw our consent. If the Constitution of the United States has no meaning to you, other than a tool to manipulate people with, then we can't walk together. The Rubicon isn't whatever Trump decides to do or not to do. That's not the Rubicon. Rubicon's already been crossed. That's how we've been treated for the last decades, but certainly in the last 12 months, with a suppression of ideas, a suppression of the truth, a suppression of the news that doesn't fit the Democrat Party, suppression of the vote, the elimination of votes, the tampering of votes, the stealing of votes, and an unwillingness to even talk about it, an unwillingness to give voice to these concerns. That's the Rubicon. Because now what do? We can't talk about it in public. None of the major news outlets will cover it. Not because they're not legitimate, because that's been the plan from day one. And, you know, they were very open about it. But I don't need to listen to the lies anymore. And I'm not going to. Do what you want, say what you want, but we don't have to play along with this. When you say homosexuality is good for our kids, no, it's not. It's evil. You're teaching child abuse, and you're propagating child abuse in public schools when you teach that stuff. Gay person isn't happy. They're homosexual. They're not gay, they're homosexual. There is no genders that don't correspond with your genitalia. That's where it comes from. That's what it is. Man's a man, woman's a woman. Little boy needs to grow up to be a man, not wear a skirt. Ditto for the women. And We withdraw our consent. We're going to speak up. We're going to speak out. We're going to pause here. Take a little break. So this really is about truth. It's all about truth. And when you, as a people, as a civilization, as a culture, we're willing to put up with the little lies, a little lie here, a little lie there. Next thing you know, you're trapped in a big lie. And you do things that are so insanely ridiculous. And because you submitted to the little lies that whole time, now you don't see the big lies. When a civilization comes to the point where their institutions of learning institutionalize child abuse, and we don't recognize it, that's way across the Rubicon. That is so insane that you would have public institutions that are supposed to take care and protect our children and educate them. You're going to tell a little boy that he can become a little girl? That's psychological abuse and will absolutely lead to physical abuse. And that's the purpose. The United States is now a civilization, a society that promotes the death and abuse of its own children. The little lies. Did you really think it was going to stop at letting two guys date? Did you really think it was going to stop there? I guess we all did. Surely they don't want more than this. Next thing you know, homosexual marriage becomes legal. And boom, instantly, they were already ready. They had a plan to start abusing the little children, telling them that this stuff is okay. Didn't take long, did it? Why? Because the little lies. And the little lies start at the top. They start with our religious leaders. And I can include the Christians as well as the cult leaders. The cult leaders are the university professors. You don't live in a non-religious society. Please don't think that. You live in a cult. And the cult leaders are the university professors. It's funny how the university professors don't get called out on any of this stuff. They're the guilty ones. They are truly the high priests. They're the high priests. Same class that crucified Jesus Christ. High priests and the Pharisees. And they've based their entire cult on the lie. On lies and lies and lies. The lie that entropy works in reverse. The lie that life comes from non-life. The denial of our Creator. Those are big lies. And the temples and cathedrals of our civilization long ago ceased to be of Christianity. They've become the universities. Universities in the West were started, they've all been started as Christian organizations, Christian institutions to teach the scriptures. Learn Hebrew, learn Greek, train priests and ministers, they can go out and preach the gospel. And the men that were charged with running those institutions betrayed the master. You know, I'm talking 100 years ago, 200 years ago. Betrayed the master. And said, oh, well, we can let this in, let that in. And it's not that they let in truth, that they discovered truth and let it in. They accepted lies, little lies. Little lies, little lies. Next thing you know, you got big lies. Next thing you know, look what we're teaching the kids. So at the end of the day, you know, there's a scripture that says, let few of you be teachers because your judgment will be greater. How much more so for the university professors that have engendered this? They are the seminaries. A seminary is something that puts out the seed. And so they seed these ideas, these lies. And next thing you know, the whole culture is taken over. So, you know, The dudes running around in the black with the masks over their face and black shoes and black trousers and black hoodies, they're the least guilty in all this stuff. Even their bosses are less guilty. Even the Democrat Party operatives are less guilty. I'm going right to the heart of it. I'm going right to the cult leaders. It's the university professors that have been teaching this. You know, we've given our hard-earned money and we give our children to these cult institutions. And then a generation or two later, our children don't know the truth from the lie. And they are leading society. So if you want to change this, I'm sorry, but you're not going to vote your way out of this. That's not possible. I don't care if Donald Trump won the election in 2020. I don't care if he won by a landslide in 2020. You're not going to get out of this by voting. See what happened in November? Even if he did win, they're not going to let you win. Why should they? Why should they let you win when they can lie, cheat, and steal? Free speech is a one-way street. Back in the 60s, late 60s, they demanded free speech, free speech. Free this, free that. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what I can't do. And now, full circle, baby. Now that they got control, ain't nobody got free speech anymore. You can say anything you want, as long as you don't say anything that's sexist, racist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic. Otherwise, you're a Nazi, you're a Hitler, you're a non-person. There's no free press. Come on, there's no free press in the United States anymore. You go to the movies and it's one assault upon the senses after another, some political agenda. I like James Bond as much as the next guy, but now you got a black woman's going to be the next James Bond? They're seeing that in their movies now in the trailers? It's one thing after another as they push this agenda. And it's an anti-Christ agenda. It's an anti-truth agenda. And who are the holders of truth? Well, it's in the scriptures. Who are supposed to preach the truth? It's the Christians. And we've compromised and compromised and compromised and compromised and compromised. And tell it best, on a Sunday morning, people show up for a singing club. The preacher gets up there and I don't know what he talks about anymore. It's not these things, that's for sure. It's too controversial. Disciples warned Jesus once. He said, man, you're offending the Jews. You're offending the Jews. Jesus said, I don't care. Let them be offended. He says, what do you think my name is? I am the rock of offense. I am the rock of offense to the Christian and the Jew. Everybody else. He's offensive to people. Blessed are those who are not offended in me. So hard truth, man. Guess what? Slack's been pulled up. Slack's been pulled out. You're not getting out of this by making nice with the seed of the serpent. Jesus Christ never tried to make nice with the seed of the serpent. He called him out. He said, you all, you are the seed of the serpent. The followers of Jesus Christ, that's the seed of the woman. Jesus Christ is the seed of the woman, and those born of Jesus Christ are of that bloodline. Everybody else is of the seed of the serpent, and they're led by the Pharisees. People that elevate their truths and their traditions above the Word of God. So this is a revolution of truth. This will only be solved with truth. It's men and women stand up and say the truth. Not compromising with the lies of the cult leaders. This is about truth. That's what this is about. It's about truth. And we've been lied to and we've agreed with those lies. We've agreed with the lies. They've said you need to compromise, you need to get along, you need to go along. Well, here we are. I'm an irredeemable. Joe Biden, 10 to 15% of Americans are irredeemable. What do you think that signals? Left's out there marching. They've got violence. You know, they're violent. They're violent. Burn, loot, murder, arson, arms, guns. And the scare tactics, oh, it's the right-wing terrorists you need to be afraid of. And we've been the most passive, pussified people out there. But the number one weapon is not kinetics. It's truth. And only a Christian man can stand up and speak the truth, because we have it. We have it in our hands. We have it in our heart. And it better be coming out of our mouth. Because if the truth's not coming out of your mouth, ain't nothing in your hands is going to work. It's got to stop. People have to stop putting up with lies and agreeing with lies by just the silence. Just by the silence, because you don't want to offend anybody. There's a list of people in the end of the book of Revelation who are going to go to hell. And the head of the list is actually men who are cowed. A cowed man is a man who tries to get through life and not be noticed because he doesn't want to deal with the struggles. Doesn't want anybody to notice him. So he keeps his mouth shut, keeps his head down, tries to be the gray man, and sneak by. I'm as guilty as the next guy on that. Let me just tell you something. My base personality is non-confrontational. I don't like confrontation. I hate it. I run from it. I flee from it. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I hate it. You know, and it's a good thing that, you know, if everybody had a, you know, you can't have a society full of people that just love confrontation. It's just going to be madness, complete madness. So God did make human beings like sheep so that we can be led and we can follow. But that time's over, Christian. Stand up, open up your mouth. If you don't open up your mouth and speak the truth, nothing in your hands will make a difference. It'll just be one lie replacing another lie. You want to know what my politics are? I'm a monarchist. I'm a monarchist. I have a king. His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not a religious figure. He's a creator. He's the creator of the universe. He's a king. He's a political person. He's the king of the kings. He's the grand tyrant and dictator of the universe. That's my king. That's my politics. That's who I follow. He has a law. It's the Ten Commandments. No more, no less. Rules simple. I'll leave your wife alone. Leave your stuff alone. Rest on the Sabbath. I won't testify in court against you and swear that you committed a crime that I know you didn't commit. I won't even covet your stuff. Honor your father and mother. Honor Jesus Christ. The man who honors Jesus Christ honors the Father. The man who does not honor Jesus Christ does not honor the Father. That's the truth. That's truth. Church has got to stop shaving that truth in order to not offend the Antichrist. The one thing the Jews demanded is preach no more in the name of Jesus Christ. Preach no more in that man's name. Let us not hear that man's name again. That's the one thing they demanded. Church has been too willing to give that up. We have a king. His name is Jesus Christ. The United States was founded by Christian men. This is true. The colonists, the Puritan and Pilgrim colonists, Christian men and women. Great universities in the United States, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, founded to train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now that's all gone. We betrayed all that. The United States was also founded around the time of the French Revolution. And the French Revolution, 1789, was preceded by the thinkers of the French Revolution. Free thinkers was the polite term you would say, but they're atheists, many of them. Anti-God. You saw what happened in the French Revolution. Barrels of blood spilled in the streets as they dealt with the deplorables, as they dealt with the irredeemable. Guillotines. They took care of their deplorables. Guillotines. And that wasn't enough. They go on the countryside, they start skewering Catholics because they were bad thinkers. You don't think that's coming here? But the fight must be led by and begin with the truth. If it's not with the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, anything in your hands isn't going to make any difference. Won't make any difference. You're going to save yourself for what? The threat to them is not what's in your hands. It's what comes out of your mouth, what comes out of your heart. That's the threat to them. The truth is in the Hebrew and the Greek scriptures. It's in the Holy Bible. That's it. And it's got to be the whole thing. Not parsed. Not dumbed down. Not excised. Not edited. Not stripped down. Not hidden. Not saying, well, you know, Jesus is embarrassing. Let's keep him in the back so nobody can see him. Because he's kind of controversial. He's kind of a controversial guy. This guy that went in the temple made a whip, started whipping those boys, whipping them, turning over their tables. He's the guy that said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you got no part with me. Jesus Christ never bent over backward to be acceptable to anybody. Church sure has, hasn't it? Church sure has. And we've been affected by lies. I know people that say, oh, you know, the world's getting darker. Jesus must be coming sooner. And they want it to get darker and worse because they think Jesus Christ is going to come and save them from their mess. No. That's the devil's lie. That's the devil's game. That's what the devil's trying to do. You're going to have to stand up, Christian. You're going to have to open up your mouth. Speak the truth. You've got child abuse going on down the street from you in that public school. Because they're teaching it and they're promoting it. You're destroying innocent lives. And it's gonna take more. It's going to take more than open up our mouths. I got it. I know that. Certainly going to take more in voting. They've been ignoring our votes for a long time now. Marriage between a man and woman. How many states voted for that? So that's the law of the land. Some dude in a black robe comes along and says, you voted wrong. I'll fix that for you. Same thing, 2020 election. Everybody votes. Vast majority votes for Trump. Oh, no, we're going to fix that for you. We got the Dominion voting machines. We'll just hit a few buttons and we're going to change that. Oh, we're going to stop counting the election. We're going to stop counting at 10 o'clock because Trump's ahead by a lot. So we'll stop counting and then we'll go find some more votes. This was signaled months and months and months before the election. It was signaled. The Transition Integrity Project talked about this. So this is what we're going to do. They're open about it. And we sit there on our hands, blinking our eyes. I got it. I got it. Nobody wants to be the first guy to run out there and go crazy. I'm not. But we got to speak up. Silence is you know, why was it the homosexuals 30 years ago that said silence equals death regarding AIDS? How come it can't be the Christians that have that same slogan? We're the keepers of the flame. We're the keepers of the truth. If they don't hear it from us, who are they going to hear it from? It's the church that's been negligent. At the end of the day, it's the church that's been negligent. God's not negligent. Satan's children are going to be Satan's children. The cult that you're in, it's got its cult leaders. It's got the university professors. That's going to have to fundamentally change. Now, I know you're saying, well, how do we do that? I don't know how to do that. Well, look, we got to help her. The leader of the opposition, Rebel Leader One, is the guy that rose from the dead. Never forget that. The Rebel Leader One is the dude that rose from the dead. He's got some tricks up his sleeve. One of them is tear the system down. Remember Babel? Remember that place called Babel? God shows up and he says, hey, this is just exactly opposite of what I told you to do. He had a few tricks up his sleeves there. So I'm going to confuse your tongue because I'm going to confuse your language. I'm going to force you to separate, spread out across the face of the earth. And there was nothing they could do about that. So, you know, we've tried to build our Tower of Babel. God's there to make sure that his plan will be executed in time on earth. It's not a religious idea. This is a reality. This is fact. This is the truth. God is not a religion. He's the creator. Jesus Christ is not a religious figure. He's the King of kings. He's the King of every bloodline. He's the King of the Jews. He's also the King of every other bloodline out there. And it's time to mix things up a little bit. It's this grand tower that they've been building, this new Babel. That's coming tumbling down. A lot of innocent people are going to die. A lot of guilty people are going to die. This isn't Fritz pronouncing judgment. This is Fritz the historian observing history in action. No kingdom lasts forever except for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Go back and read the book of Daniel. Go read that dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. Statue with a head of gold, shoulders of silver, bronze, iron, clay. They all had their season, then it comes tumbling down. Then the last one is that iron mixed with clay. It'll be destroyed. It's all going to come down. Jesus Christ will establish his kingdom on earth. I don't think it'll be in my lifetime. I'm not here waiting to get flown out of here. That's you know, I'm going out of here feet first, just like everybody else out there. But change starts with the church. I'm not asking you to give up your whatever it is that the preacher says you shouldn't be doing. I'm asking you to open your mouth. Stop agreeing with the lies. Stop agreeing with the lies. Got child abuse going down at your public school? That's child abuse. There should be anger. They start abusing little kids. That's what's going on down there when they're teaching that stuff and promoting that stuff. You got people, and you know, the press, they're like the evangelists in the global cult. They find some yo-yo out there that says we need to take gender off birth certificates. What do you think's coming down the line? Soviet Union. You just teach your kids the Bible, they take your kids away from you. Well, we have a different totalitarian system. It's called public schools. And if you maybe homeschool your kids, it used to be, your kids were taken away from you, sent to foster care. That was in my lifetime. That was in the 80s. That was a big battle. It was a big fight. Take your kids away from you. Put the kids in foster school, foster homes. State claims to own the kids. God owns the kids. Problem y'all have that are antichrist is that God owns the kids. Touch these little kids. Ain't me you got to answer to. It's somebody else. And that's not a good thing. And the church is called to stand up and speak. Because that's really what we have. That's our power. It's the truth. We have the truth. We have the Holy Scriptures. Jesus Christ is King. He's King of every nation. We're going to build Christian nations. We're going to build Christian bloodlines. We're going to govern ourselves. Y'all cross the Rubicon. We're done. We're going to govern ourselves. We're going to build Christian nations. We'll build our own societies, our own economies, our own laws. Screw you. Fritz Berggren, first day of winter, 2020, bloodandfaith.com. Not going anywhere, folks. Be back soon.